24 new television shows premiered this fall on the three major networks. Of those, several have already been canceled, and several more may be close to getting the axe. But one new show is doing exceedingly well in the ratings. Our television critic David Bianculli has an historical overview of the success of freshman TV shows.
If the so-called second season in January doesn't produce a surprise smash hit, it looks like only one new series will wind up in the top 10 at the end of the season next April. That show is NBC's A Different World, which, if current trends continue, will wind up in second place for the year, right behind its parent program, The Cosby Show. Let's forget about the fact that A Different World is a stupid show. What bugs me is that it benefits so much by being scheduled right behind Cosby on Thursday nights. Merely by riding that tidal wave, A Different World should end up ranked second during its freshman season. 3 years ago, when The Cosby Show premiered, it wound up in third place, but it did it without any help. It's not easy for a new show to crack the top 10. The year after The Cosby Show and Murder, She Wrote made the list, only The Golden Girls cracked the top 10 as a freshman. Last season, no new show did it. And if A Different World actually finishes second, it'll be accomplishing something only two other programs have done in TV's long, weird history. Which ones? Not so fast. Let's have a little fun with this and make it even tougher. The category is television, and the final Jeopardy answer is the only TV show in history to finish its freshman season in first place. I'll even give you a clue. It's a sitcom. Okay, contestants, write down your questions. Time's up. Let's hear what you've got. The Dick Van Dyke Show? The Mary Tyler Moore Show? No, I'm sorry. MASH? Nope. Those all were great shows, but none of them made the top 20 their first year, much less the top 10. All in the Family? Same story. I Love Lucy? Now you're getting warm. I Love Lucy was an immediate smash, but it ended its first year in third place, same as The Cosby Show. The Honeymooners? Classic sitcom, but not so classic ratings. Didn't even place. Try something a little newer, into the 60s at least. And try something dumber. Laverne and Shirley? Believe it or not, that show ranked second the year it premiered, in a situation uncannily similar to that of A Different World today. It was a spin-off of a hit show, Happy Days, and was scheduled right after it on the same night. Laverne and Shirley was one of the two second-place freshman finishers I mentioned earlier. The other, and here's another believe it or not, was Bewitched. All right, enough suspense. What one show in the entire history of TV shot to the very top of the ratings during its very first season? Listen to one final clue, an audio daily double. That's right, The Beverly Hillbillies. I can't believe it either. But of the zillions of shows, the zillions of better shows on TV, it was the one to strike gold. Black gold. Texas Tea.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.